Moose Jotoday, COM, Heartland Hospice proudly accepted an oversized check at Tim Hortons on Main Street May 21 following the conclusion of the restaurant chain's Smile Cookie campaign that ran from April 29 to May 5. This year's check was signed for $30,660. The Smile Cookie campaign has played a vital role in raising funds for the nonprofit and follows the earlier Heartland Hospice Spurs and Stilettos Cabaret at the Events Center on April 12. "We finished Spurs and Stilettos, and then went right into the Smile Cookie campaign," said Carrie Evanson Carlton, chair of the Public Engagement Committee for Heartland Hospice. "We were able to raise an impressive amount from the cabaret, and that plus the Smile Cookie campaign is getting us really close to our goal of $1 million for the capital campaign," she continued. "It's pretty amazing." The project has been running since advocacy began in 2014 following the inspirational journey of Arlene Koloski. The organization's capital campaign was formally established in May 2022 with the goal of reaching $1 million to add 3 additional hospice care beds to the community. On May 6, the dream began to take shape as construction officially started at Pioneer Lodge. The Smile Cookie campaign is a nationwide fundraiser, and each year 100% of proceeds from the happy-looking cookies are donated to a charity that meets certain criteria in communities where Tim Hortons franchises are located. Tim Hortons as a whole was lucky enough to be able to raise approximately $19 million across the chain this year, announced Tim Hortons Moose Jaw franchise owner Aurora Howe. "Each year we look to raise more money than the year before," she added. Heartland Hospice was among the 600 Canada-wide charities receiving support after responding to an earlier request for proposal. "When I got Heartland Hospice's request, I was shocked to learn that there was only one hospice bed for Moose Jaw and the surrounding area," Howe said. "We definitely put them at the top of our list and knew that was a cause that we would love to be able to partner with." Over the 3 consecutive years Heartland Hospice was chosen, Howe said around $100,000 was raised and wished to show her appreciation. "I just would like to say thank you to everybody in the Moose Jaw and surrounding area for coming by and supporting us by purchasing the cookies and the pins," she said. Evanson Carlton also had a few words of appreciation. "On behalf of Heartland Hospice, the Board of Directors, and the Public Engagement and Fundraising Committee, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks to Tim Hortons for its Smile Cookie campaign as well as the community for purchasing the cookies," she said. "Without them we would not be where we are today and we would not be getting this expansion underway." Construction is expected to conclude on or around September 1, the project goal date, but Evanson Carlton noted this estimate is prone to change. "Some time is then required to furnish the rooms, install needed equipment, and the wing is expected to open around December 2024. To learn more, visit heartlandhospicemj.ca, call 306-690-8699, or follow Heartland Hospice Moose Jaw on Facebook for project updates. If you're interested in applying for the 2025 Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign, contact Howe at aurora@cadden.ca for more information.